In the heart of Waterloo, London, the Colombo Fitness Centre and Gym offers great outdoor pitches and courts for tennis, basketball, netball and football. With monthly memberships starting from £25.95 for inclusive gym and class facilities, or a great value £17.95 for local residents who join, the Colombo Fitness Centre has something for everyone. Find out more at colombocentre.co.uk or telephone 0207 261 1658 to join the Colombo Fitness Centre and Gym in Waterloo. Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome once again to the Two Guys on Fitness podcast. As you can probably hear, we're coming to you, I say we, it's me and my good podcast companion Julian Berthrad here, and we are coming to you from the Colombo Fitness Centre and Gym in London's Waterloo. It's a bit of a rainy day today, we got a little bit wet coming in. Julian's nodding at me now, he looks a bit like a wet dog. And hello Julian, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm back from holiday because April, it's the start of the beginning of the season holiday for me. And I'm always coming back from full of energy, you know. And it always in April, statistically for me, over the last few years, there is always some new clients. And I think it's a good time of the year to start because it's, the weather starts to be a little better. Holiday season is coming soon. And yeah, I think it's an exciting time for myself and for people in general. So I'm full I'm very optimistic.
Well, that's good. We got a little bit caught out with an April shower, though it is true. It is absolutely true. The weather is improving. And for those of you who may be dropping in for the first time, this is the Two Guys on Fitness podcast, which we usually record, Julian and myself, here in London, either at a gym or when we interview someone perhaps somewhere a little bit more exotic. And what we look at every month on the podcast is exercise, fitness, healthy eating, and everything that goes with a healthy lifestyle. We tend to do this podcast once a month. Last month, we did an interview. I say we. It was actually Julian who did the interview, which was about training older people. That was quite an interesting interview, actually, with a fitness instructor called Trevor Andreas. But this month, what we're doing is something more practical, because this month we're going to be doing a video, which we'll get to shortly, on the gym floor. And once again, I say we, it's actually Julian who's going to be doing the exercises. And what are we doing on video with the exercises this month? Julian Berthrad, personal trainer.
This month, I'm going to show you a video of the combo of three exercises, four exercises basically, so two combo. And it's about using wisely your shoulders muscle and your bicep muscle. So it's interesting because these two body parts go well together.
Yes, we did one of these recently, which was all about glutes and legs. I'm kind of looking at Julian now because I can't remember exactly what it was. That's terrible, wasn't it? But it was a lower body workout.
Yeah, and also I think all these videos, I mean, I know it's, sometimes it can be perceived like another video, another combo you might see online. And most of the video you see are good, to be honest. It's not, it's just like to, what is important to retain, it's the mindset behind. And when you come to workout, it has to be, you have to understand your body mechanic and your, you know, how the body work. And so you will know that, and you will see that biceps and shoulders work quite well together when you come to workout. Working out.
Excellent. So, without much more ado, shall we get onto the gym floor more fully, Julian, and do the video?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Hello. So, this is one of my favorite exercises for the back of shoulders. So, let's start with the cable.
Okay.
So, low pulling. Lateral ways, okay? So, you can see my arms and pull, keep your arms bent, put your shoulder blade together, squeeze them, slow release, okay? Again, two, yes,
blue again. All for 10 reps. Okay, excellent exercise to target the back of your shoulders. And then the next exercise we mix is a bicep curl fully. Okay, so bicep curl. Okay, your hands on your hip. Okay, you got extension already. And you curl. Okay, slow release. Always hold the position to create a momentum. Okay. Okay, as you can see, you don't need to go all the way here. Just keep the tension there. These two exercises go well together. And hold. And that's it. For 10 reps as well. Back of shoulders, bicep curl, using one cable exercise. And the second combo, a lateral raise, pulley, one arm. Okay, make yourself comfortable. You can lean, okay? You see my arm, my hands in front of my legs. And when you lift, bend your forearms, okay? Slow release, and again, hold the position in order to create a momentum. Okay, so clearly we are there. Okay, so your deltoid. Okay, slow, look ahead, again, and slowly. Okay, the second exercise is a biceps curl, reverse grip. Okay, stand tall, keep your elbow close to you, and slow release. Don't forget to twist your ribs. Okay. That's it, slow motion. Three. Okay. That's it. Just always slow motion. Okay. It helps to isolate the momentum which is there. Okay. That's it. So these two combos normally go quite well together. As I said previously, they are not interfering. So we start with the deltoid here and we do the bicep after. So geographically, they are quite close. They are not interfering. If you have a further question about this workout or other, please do contact me on my website, julianbatera.com. And there's many other combos I can explain and show you. And I hope you enjoy this workout.
Check out our very own Alan Teresa first novel, Adventures About to Begin, a family saga from the 1970s, which is funny, dramatic, and moving. Check it out on Amazon from all good bookshops in ebook and find out more on alanteresa.com.
So every month on the podcast, as regular listeners will be aware, we take a couple of queries or questions that come in to us via our website, twoguysonfitness.com, or via his website,
julianbatera.com.
And we do our best to answer those questions, or you can contact us through our social media. That means our Instagram, our Facebook, our Twitter, all that kind of stuff. And we love it when people get in touch, so don't hold back. So we pulled out a couple of questions to have a little chat about. And the first one I've got right in front of me on one piece of paper. And this is from Dean, who has got in touch through the website to ask the following question. My arms never seem to change. I use free weights and my technique is okay. I'm 32 and a regular gym goer and I want bigger arms. What's your advice on the best arms exercises for big arms and how long before I get the guns? And anybody who thinks, by the way, that we pulled that question out because it fits with this month's episode would be completely correct. Okay, Julian, so this is a question about big arms, and what is your advice for Dean on how to get big arms?
Well, first of all, thank you, Dean, for the question and you know, reaching out. I have to be completely honest, like 20 years ago, if somebody will have asked me that question, I would have probably rolled up my eyes, and because it was not my things. I mean, I do like big group muscle. However, you know, now what you learn when you train is you need big arms to basically get stronger when you do pull-ups, a press-up, and you have to think about all these kind of secondary muscle, such as, you know, arms, shoulders. They are important to build the big group muscle. So here's my answer. So to build big muscular arms, focus on compound exercise like bicep curl, close grip bench presses, and weighted dips to target both the bicep and triceps. Additionally, isolation exercise like hammer curl, skull crusher, and tricep pushdown can help sculpt and define the muscle further. And remember, consistency and progressive overload are key for optimal results. So I think it's important to remember just what I say, and don't forget this system of overload, because that's how you will make your muscle grow, okay? And also allow yourself to have a fair amount of time between these workouts. You know, you can't work every bicep every day, so, you know, every 2-3 days. Anyway, I hope this helps, and if you have any more questions, Dean, you're very welcome to come back and reach out. And by the way, Alan, what about you? Do you like training your arms? Do you train your arms?
I do train my arms. I don't do it quite as much as I should, to be completely honest with you. It's one of those things I kind of do, and I remember to do so. But I do indeed, because nobody wants, and I think Dean would agree with me on this, wiener arms. So there you go, Dean. I hope that's useful for you. And now it's over to Julian, who doesn't have wiener arms, to ask the next question.
So, next question. And now we have a Facebook question from TK in London as follows. What do you think about swimming? Do you swim or would you recommend it? I'm bored with the gym and want to save money.
So there you go, a question about swimming. Now, for what it's worth, I don't swim at all. I can't stand it. It's kind of like synchronized drowning whenever I go swimming. And I'm just one of those people who is not a water baby. But Julian, you swim a bit, don't you? And also, am I right in thinking you're also diving now? He's diving, everybody. He was telling me about it earlier. You're also diving. Is that the case?
It's correct. And diving, I have to say, is a fantastic experience. Obviously, especially if you do it in ocean, such as the Pacific Ocean. It's great. The sea life, you know, the world under the water is amazing. So, you know, if you have any one day hesitation, just please try to do diving. It's great. It also teaches you how to breathe properly. And when coming back to swimming and the question of TK, I like swimming. I used to. It's kind of tiring, you know, and I run on a treadmill because it's in my gym and I don't have to go far away, and I just can control the speed and all that. So I became a runner, really. But I like swimming. I used to do when I was doing triathlon. And it's quite rough activity. I would recommend it if you had some experience when you were younger. Otherwise, I would go with a coach or with a swimming club, because it's not something like you just, you know, you don't get into the water and start, you know. It's you can hurt yourself, especially the shoulder area, if you don't swim properly. So it's a good way to save money, I understand. You know, like when you compare PT session and just like signing for a swimming club, obviously you can't compare, it's completely different. I will recommend to do both weight resistance and swimming. The only thing with swimming, it's you have no impact. It's water resistant, which is good, but you need impact you need to work your bone density, and swimming does not help for that. It helps for plenty of other things, such, you know, for the breathing. I was just talking about that. It's excellent to improve your breathing. And but yeah, so for the answer to resume, I like swimming. What do I think about it? It can't be your only activity. You need to do resistance. And yeah, that's my opinion.
We love weight resistance. It's one of the big things. I personally don't understand why people go to the gym regularly and don't engage with the weights, because it's also, in a strange sort of way, quite fun, I always think.
And TK raised a very important, I mean, not question, but a statement. It's true, the gym is boring. It is true. But to make it less boring, find yourself other activity and really work out around. If it's true, if you got like nothing else, like activity, and when I say activity, I will stretch to, you know, intellectual activity or something like that. If all your time, every free time you have during the week is spending in the gym, yeah, it might become boring because there's so many things you can do at the gym, you know? And yeah, it's actually very good to build up your workout around a sport activity.
Indeed. So there you go, TK in London. Hope that's useful for you, and we appreciate you getting in touch. And remember, everybody, if you do want to drop us a line, go for our socials, go through the two websites, because we love it when listeners reach out to us. So there you go, everybody. That's another episode of Two Guys on Fitness. This time from the Colombo Fitness Center and Gym in London's Waterloo. Last month we were recording the podcast remotely. Do you remember that, Julian? You were in France, I was in Italy, and we did it across the continent. But this month we are together in London.
Yeah, we were in Europe, basically. And now we're back out of Europe, back to the UK. I'm obviously being a little bit sarcastic here, but no, I love London, so it's a wonderful city.
Great, I'm glad we sorted that out. And that video that we were shooting earlier, you'll be able to watch it if you are so motivated on our website. You'll be able to watch it on YouTube, you'll be able to watch it on Julian's website. Look out for that. You want to see Julian lifting some weights on the gym floor, if that's your caboodle, you will enjoy that video. So, Julian, I say to you, as we look out of the window at the April rain still continuing to fall, au revoir, Julian Berthereau, until we meet next time. And, next time it may be an interview or it may be another gym video, everybody. We're just kind of working on that at the moment. Goodbye, Julian. Have a lovely remainder, what is left of the month. And until next time, we say to you, lovely, lovely listeners,
enjoy your workout.